Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
A few weeks ago, I received an email from an old friend of mine, and I'm not sure if the details it relayed are true or not, but I do think it is worth pondering. The email reads as follows. A churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper, and he complained that it made no sense to go to church every Sunday. "I've gone for 30 years now," he wrote, "and in that time I've heard something like 3,000 sermons. But for the life of me, I cannot remember a single one of them. So I think I'm wasting my time, and the priest is wasting his time by giving sermons." This started a real controversy in the letters to the editor column, much to the delight of the editor. And it went on for weeks until someone wrote this clincher. "I've been married for 30 years now. In that time, my wife has cooked me approximately 32,000 meals. But for the life of me, I cannot recall the entire menu for a single one of those meals. But I do know this. They all nourished me, and they all gave me the strength I needed to do my work. If my wife had not given me those meals, I would have physically died by today. Likewise, if I had not gone to church for nourishment, I would be spiritually dead by today. When you are down to nothing, God is up to something. Thank God for our physical and our spiritual nourishment." The quite pointed point of this email reminded me of the words of Jesus recorded in Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps, and he rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Here the seed, the proclaimed word of God, is planted in those who hear and believe it. Those looking on imagine that what has just taken place is a waste of time, just as one who knows nothing about agriculture might think that planting some wheat is a waste of time because the seed is buried under the ground and covered over. All seems to be dead and gone. There's no hope of life there. But slowly, almost unnoticed, the plant sprouts and it grows millimeter by millimeter. This almost imperceptible growth occurs week by week until, finally, it's time for the harvest. Onlookers wonder how this has happened. How something dead and buried could produce such an abundant harvest. Perhaps it goes back to Good Friday, when Jesus' enemies looked on in triumphal smugness as they watched Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus place Jesus' lifeless body into the grave. And as the stone sealed the tomb, they must have thought to themselves, "Well, that's that. Dead, buried, and gone." But they'd forgotten the words of Jesus, the words that he spoke in John chapter 12, verse 24. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Just as the earth cannot contain a grain of wheat, so the earth could not contain the Lord of life. Jesus is risen from the grave, and the proclamation of his death and his resurrection continues to bear an abundant harvest. The enemies of the church continue to wonder how this can be, because they've buried us and left us for dead so many times. But look here, there's a blade. And over there, another one. And there, still another one. And so it goes. It is this word of law and gospel, death and resurrection in Christ, that is preached and taught each Sunday in the divine service. In worship, we taste and we see that God is good, that God feeds and nourishes our hungry and thirsty souls with the bread of life. It is this Word of God that sustains us, strengthens us, and enables us to bear fruit, even when we don't realize it. Because God, through His declared Word, is acting through us to bring about an abundant harvest. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that Your grace might always go before us and follow after us, so that we might continually be given to doing good works through Jesus Christ, Your dear Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.